1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. That's the number from Orange County. And this is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Hendry Show. If you're in L.A. County, you can call us at 5201-KFI. You can be a part. You can come on the stage. You can strut your stuff. You can show us what you got, okay? If it's good, hey, we'll take the call. We'll put you up. We'll see what it goes, where it goes, whither goest thou in the American night. If it sucks, Jack, your chances of getting on the air are slim to none because we got Bing Weiland on the phone tonight. All right, we had two traffic situations today, Terry Ray. But and what is up with those guys in traffic? They're not there. Well, I don't know. Alan's a nice guy. I'm sure he's not sloughing off. I don't know what the hell his problem is. But there's something going on there where they're never there when you want them there, and they're there when you don't want them there, and they're opening their big fat mouths when they ought to be keeping them shut. And it's just they're good. But we had two things happen. The tanker spill, which I frankly am not all that familiar with, but one that I was in the middle of. And I mean to tell you, my man, I was in the middle of this thing this very a.m. because I was on my way into town very early. I mean, I'm never up before 10 o'clock, but this morning I had some things I had to do. So I had to get on the 101. I had to come in from Ventura County and come into Los Angeles this morning. I gave myself 2 hours at a 10 o'clock appointment, left the house at 8, got on the freeway. Boom! Everything is stopped dead. I mean dead. I mean, ain't moving. And you figure, well, traffic, it's traffic, you know, what are you going to do? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. This was moving. Come to find out, we had an accident involving a police officer. Fortunately, he was all right. He was medevaced out of there. I think he broke his arm, but I think it was a motorcycle cop. Might have been an LAPD cop who was involved in some incident where he fell off of his bike, hurt himself. They got him in the chopper. They choppered him out of there. Well, they closed down 3 lanes of traffic. And I'm not even complaining about that. All I'm saying is it was slow, man. It took 90 minutes to go 6 miles. It took me an hour and a half. By 9:30, I got past Las Virgenes, and I got on the freeway at Lindero Canyon. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, that's about a 6 mile strip. That's about 6 miles of freeway. That's all, hour and a half. So it was cuckoo today. Just cuckoo, baby. Jay Santos is with the Hawthorne-based Citizens Auxiliary Police. And with us on the line right now, they do a lot of auxiliary work helping the police, especially in traffic situations. Jay, we're not really talking about the tanker spill. I'm talking about something that you guys were working this morning helping the police, that motorcycle officer who was down out there in Ventura County.
Right, Phil. We were on top of that. It occurred somewhere around 8 o'clock this morning. And we picked up the call on a police scanner and got the word that a police officer was involved in some kind of a traffic incident on the 101 freeway. Of course, we did respond.
What happened?
Well, the officer was a motorcycle officer, as you mentioned, Phil, and got involved in some incident where he and his bike, basically his motorcycle, were separated. The officer did sustain some injuries that were not life-threatening, fortunately, and of course, we do wish him well. There was a medical helicopter, Phil, that was landed there on the freeway, and of course, that's going to take up some space as well, and the police officer was taken out of there. What, of course, our number one concern is, as citizens, members of Citizens Auxiliary Police, is that when a fellow officer is hurt in any way, we take that very personally, and I don't know whether your listeners are familiar with this or not, or something that maybe I'm speaking a foreign language to a lot of people, but those of us who support the police, those of us who are members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, police officers, all members of law enforcement, you know, take those things a little bit personally.
When you say take it personally, what do you mean? I mean, as the police officer was hurt, as a citizen, I'm very happy to see that he was okay. We don't want to see any cop in the line of duty or if he's on his way to work. Was he on his way to work?
This is kind of an interesting question. I'm not sure exactly. I think it was an LAPD motorcycle officer who was on his way to work. And again, he got involved in a situation where he was separated from his motorcycle and just fortunately didn't sustain any life-threatening injury. Was medevaced out of there. But we take it very personally. And we want people to be aware that when a police officer is hurt, it's kind of a different thing. It's not so much that it's more important than a regular citizen being hurt, but those of us who support law enforcement kind of just take a step back and sort of take a deep breath and take a look at that one a little bit longer.
When you say take a look at it a little bit longer, what do you mean? In terms of the way they investigate it? Because I know that the CHP...
Well, the way they investigated, Phil, you're right. There was California Highway Patrol is out there as well as LAPD. There was also police helicopters.
You know, and I couldn't get a cell call made this morning. In the middle of that, I was trying to make some calls on my car phone Not a chance.
Well, that's we're going to take over a few cell sites. Police pretty much are going to investigate that as closely as they can. But yeah, we do take a little bit personally. We're going to step back, take another look at that and say, you know, this is something that we don't want to have happen. We don't want to see anybody get hurt as citizens, auxiliary police, but we particularly don't want to see police get hurt. And we feel that that's a time when people need to sort of take a step back, maybe a little bit, and take a look at that and say, well, this is something we don't want to have happen, so how can we keep it from happening again? We want people to think about that. We want people to think about our police, who work very hard. They work 12, 14-hour days. And, you know, their job, I don't want to be overly dramatic or anything, but their job is to essentially keep the gutter out of our living rooms, keep our homes safe. And we want people to recognize that. So when a police officer is hurt, whether it's in the line of duty or what have you, we want people to take notice of that. We want them to remember. And that's where we jump into action, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is to keep people mindful of these things. What happened out there today, and one of the things that we can do to help people remember that our police are serving us and that they are involved in a very dangerous profession, is to give them that opportunity to think about it. The first thing that we did was we were able to jump into action out there this morning. We closed off three lanes of traffic, diverted the traffic over to the far right-hand lane, which is with the number 4 lane over there in the 101 freeway, and just sort of slow everybody down, Phil. What we want to do is slow people down, make them think about what's going on.
Well, they closed off three lanes of traffic. They were investigating the scene.
They were investigating the scene. They basically had to close down one lane of traffic to investigate the scene. So they had police officers out there investigating the scene. What we did as Citizens Auxiliary Police is we closed down two more lanes of traffic. That way we're going to be able to funnel the traffic down to one lane.
Now, so you're causing a traffic jam unnecessarily, though.
Let me finish what I'm saying, Phil, is that what we're doing is by funneling all that traffic down.
Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you guys are out there putting traffic cones up?
What we do is jump into action. We get into what we call a strike force configuration. We will put traffic cones out there because we know a fellow officer has been hurt. We know this officer is down. We want people to start thinking about it. And the only way that people are going to think about it is that they got time to think about it. And the only way, you can say the only way they're going to think about it or have time to think about it is to slow the traffic down, put them into a little bit of the crosshairs of a traffic jam. You don't want to make anybody late, but you also want them to think about things.
And so you guys with the Citizens Auxiliary Police were out there this morning putting out traffic cones, blocking off two lanes of traffic?
Well, again, you know, Phil, you have to understand what we're dealing with.
No, I know. The police officer was hurt, and you want people to think about this.
That's right. And one of our jobs, I think, in aiding the police is to point to the good works that they do and point to how valuable they are. And, you know, it's kind of a situation where you can take a look at that and say, you know, police, they do great work, but who notices that? I think when an officer is hurt, we'll go into a strike force configuration. We're going to block off two lanes of traffic. We slowed the traffic down on the 101. We got everybody slowed down. We got people thinking about it.
And well, how do you know they're thinking about it, man? They're in the middle of a traffic jam.
One of the things we can do, Phil, and if I'm going to finish my point here.
I'm sorry.
Right. Is to go car to car and ask people if they know what happened. And take a peek at their registration or whatever they've got. And also ask them to pop the trunk so we can take a peek around in there. What we do basically again, Phil, is...
Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, that you guys, how are you identified? You have what?
We have a blue armband.
All right, you have a blue armband, and you have slowed traffic down by putting out traffic cones so that people will think about what just occurred, a police officer getting hurt.
That's correct.
And then you are what? Asking people what?
What we do, Phil, is go car to car. We're on foot because the traffic is traveling slowly. And we'll ask people, are you aware of what happened? Police officer was hurt. He's not seriously hurt, but you tell us if you're aware of what happened. People say yes. People say no. And we'll ask them to pop the trunk so we can take a peek in there, and they'll be on their way.
And so, as in other words, what we're saying here is that you're, and it's an interesting public service. You're getting people to think about a hurt police officer.
That's correct.
And taking the opportunity to see if there's contraband.
Just take a peek in the trunk and see what there is. What we're doing is we're aiding the police in a traffic situation where there has been an injury. It's an injury to a police officer. We want to make sure that they've got a lot of room to investigate. We also want to make sure that all the traffic is slowed down so that people can think about what happened. And that gives us an opportunity to go car to car, ask people they know what happened, ask them to pop the trunk, take a peek in there, take a look at their registration, they'll be on their way. That's what we do as Citizens Auxiliary Police. That's what we did this morning out on the 101. It worked very, very well. We had an incident. I could tell you about that. But beyond that, it worked very, very well. We had a lot of cooperative citizens. It's the kind of thing I think that makes people recognize the good work the police do.
Jay Santos is with us. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're out of Hawthorne. They were out at the on the 101 this morning. There was an accident involving a police officer. His motorcycle went down, I guess. And you guys put out traffic cones, extra traffic cones, to slow the traffic down.
That's right. Get everybody slowed down. Get everybody thinking about it. When an officer goes down, we want people slowing down.
And all right, so you put out extra traffic cones and blocked off three lanes of traffic, right?
Police blocked off one. We blocked off two.
Anyway, traffic was down to one lane.
Traffic's down to one lane. That's correct.
Traffic's down to one lane, so you guys are now going car to car and asking people if they'll pop the trunk?
Well, we take this opportunity, Phil, situation where you don't get a lot of opportunities like that as a police officer. We'll take this opportunity to take a look, peek inside the trunk, see what's going on, right?
Okay, any questions for Jay Santos? If you guys were involved in this thing this morning as I was, 1-800-521-KFI for Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. What they essentially did is they saw that a police officer was down and they had one lane of traffic that was blocked off. They blocked off an extra two and went car to car asking people if they're aware of what happened. What they're doing is basically slowing the traffic down so people will be aware that this was a hurt officer. I don't know that that's a bad thing, although I got to tell you something, man. As I said, 90 minutes to get 6 miles this morning out there. Slow going, baby. 1-800-521-KFI. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show. On this Wednesday night, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Can you tell me, Jay, before we talk about the traffic that you guys slowed down on the 101 this morning, what does the Citizens Auxiliary Police do?
Phil, that's a good question. We augment and we assist the police in all situations, criminal investigations, mostly traffic. If we see where officers need help, we will go in and help them out. This morning, that situation on the 101 was such that we felt the officers needed help.
And your identifying mark is a blue armband?
That's correct.
Can I ask you what gives you the right to ask people to pop their trunks so you can take a peek around, as you put it?
Phil, that's a good question as well. The Constitution of the United States, as well as common law, ensures the right to detain and to place on arrest. Any citizen has that right. We absolutely exercise that right, especially when it comes to assisting police. As I say, there was a police officer down. We want people to think about it this morning.
Because the situation on the 101, there was a police officer who fell off of his motorcycle. Thank goodness he's fine. But the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the police blocked off one lane of traffic. You blocked off two more just to slow people down, correct?
Just to slow people down, Phil. Make them think about what happened. Police officers down. Very valuable people. Go and think about what happened.
All right, here's Torrance on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, sir, where do you get off stopping traffic in the middle of rush hour traffic?
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
Where do you get off stopping traffic?
1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. Yeah, and have your mama call you again, okay? Palmdale on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out what right this guy has to stop the traffic and go through people's cars.
We have the right, sir, as members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to assist the police in any way we can.
Now, I don't think that's right.
You got your window...
There's an accident.
You got your window rolled down there, buddy?
That's not right.
You got your window rolled down there?
No, the window's up all the way. It's just the cell phone, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
We have rights because the officer was down. We're trying to assist the officer in every situation we can.
Now, I understand, you're stopping the traffic because the cops said. I understand that.
That's right.
But the point is, you have no right to ask people to open their trunks or see their registration. I mean, if you stop the traffic, if you're looking for somebody, fine. But just because you stop the traffic because somebody said, no, that does not give you any right. A cop can't even do that.
What we're trying to do, sir, is we're trying to just take a peek around in the trunk and people can go on, okay? So all we want to do is take a look at the trunk and then people can move on.
That's ridiculous.
As long as we got the right to detain people, we should have the right to detain people and assist the police in the criminal investigation. That's going to do.
All right, anyway, thanks a lot. Buy a new phone. Here is Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, in a city as big as Los Angeles, what do we need extra people helping the cops for anyway? Don't they have enough police as it is?
We had a situation out there, an officer was hurt, and we needed to assist police in any way.
Yeah, but there's going to be other policemen to come assist him. What do we need you guys for?
What we needed to do is get some traffic funneled down to one lane so we could slow the situation down. So we had a situation where a police officer was hurt, and they need to get him off there. We need to slow the situation down.
And why are you trying to make people think about a police officer being hurt?
Well,
I don't understand that. What the hell? We'll see it on the evening news. Why do we need you?
Police are very valuable to you, sir.
No kidding. Well, they can help themselves. There's plenty of them.
I think you need to be aware of the fact that without the police, that you'd be in a lot of trouble. So we want you.
From who? You?
We want you to think about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. And that gives you the right to pop people's trunks and look at what they've got in their trunk?
We need to pop the trunk so we can take a look around and see what's in
there. Why? What for?
Because we just take the opportunity, while we have the opportunity, take a look and take a peek around at what's in there.
That's crazy.
Well, it might be crazy, but I can tell you it works, and it's worked for
a while. It works for what? What do you do? What if you do find something? Then what do you do?
Of course, I have to do the right as a citizen to detain you and place you on arrest. if that is called a citizen's arrest, right? You might not be aware of that, but it is called citizen's arrest.
Oh, and you do that?
It's been a part of our Constitution for a long time.
Have you done this?
Yes, certainly have, sir.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
All right,
that's great.
So I tell you what, if you don't want to deal with me, I tell you what, stay off the 405, stay off the 101.
Oh, you're threatening me?
Well, if you want to take it that way, sure.
Well, I mean, who gives you the right to even... Do the police know that you're tying up two more lanes of traffic? Do they know about this?
Let me explain it one more time to you.
Do the police know about this?
You've got a difficult time understanding things. What we do is we assist the police in investigating these scenes, and if they need a couple more lanes shut down, we want people to start thinking about it, especially people like you, think about what's going on.
Okay, here is Chatsworth on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Anyways, I don't understand. He says under the Constitution he has the right to search people's cars. I got news for him, not without a warrant. Number one, I think you're trying to play cop and trying to play God out there, and I don't think that that's your right.
I'm trying to help the police.
No, you're not trying to help the police. You're trying to help yourself and lord it over people is what you're trying to do.
We're trying to help the police out.
No, you're not trying to help the police. They don't need you out there.
You just said,
well, let me jump in here. If this gentleman here in Chatsworth is stopped, well, and he stopped in that traffic jam, what do you do?
I walk up to him and say, good afternoon, sir. Good morning, sir. My name is Jay Sams with Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are you aware of just what happened here? And if he says yes, I know a police officer's hurt. I ask him how he feels about that. Of course, we're asking him to, we'd like to, have an appropriate response to that.
Well, what would be an appropriate response?
Well, for him to be appreciative of what police do. And then we'll ask him to just pop the trunk so we can take a look around, and he'll be on his way. It's not a very big or complicated procedure.
I think it's kind of dumb.
It might be dumb, sir, but it is the law.
I think, sir, it isn't the law. You're trying to make it the law. You need to study your Constitution, buddy. I studied when I was a kid.
What if the guy refuses?
You're out of bounds, and you know what?
If I
want to talk to Chief Parks, and I want to see that you people don't even respond to that.
If you refuse to pop your trunk, sir, then I'm going to have to,
You ain't going to do nothing. That's what you ain't going to do.
What I'm going to have to do is force that trunk open.
You force my trunk open, I'll make a citizen's arrest of you on a spot.
I'll make a citizen's arrest of you for refusing to open the trunk.
Goodbye, jerk.
I had dinner with Chief Parks and talked about turkeys like you.
Okay, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. So there you go. Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we've got a little thing brewing here. Those guys were out there in the 101 this morning putting out traffic cones and slowing people down because a accident had occurred involving a police officer, and they wanted people to think about it. The best way to do it is to put them into a traffic jam. And while they were on the subject, they are having people pop trunks so they can take a peek around. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. You recognize Jake?
I don't usually lose my cool, but boy, that last guy just absolutely pissed me off.
All right, but you realize that people, they see you approaching with a blue armband, there could be a problem, okay? KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. So when are citizens... And you, Jay, you have this group, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We got some of your literature here. We're there because sometimes you're not.
Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're there because sometimes the citizens are not. It's kind of a deal where we're Well, I'm really stewing about that one guy, though, who claims that I don't have a constitutional right. We had an officer go down. Today, we were working an accident scene on the 101 freeway, Phil.
Right. That's what we're talking about. You guys put out traffic cones to purposely funnel traffic down to one lane out there today so that people would slow down and think about this police officer.
Well, that's right. We were going car to car. We were conducting field interviews. We had a gentleman where, boy, I'm still angry about that guy. I am shaking. I am so pissed off about that guy.
Which guy? The guy before the news?
The guy said I had no right to make a citizen's arrest. Let me tell you something. We were going car to car today. We had a citizen who refused to pop the trunk. We reached in, which is standard operating procedure, Citizens Auxiliary Police, reached in to get the keys, and we had a turkey takeoff on us. The officer hung on, as per the manual. And
wait, the guy took off with a cop, with the Citizens Auxiliary Police cop hanging out of the window.
That's correct. And for about 100 yards, dragged this officer, who later sustained deep skin abrasions, dislocated his shoulder, and had two broken ribs. Now, we've yet to ascertain who this individual is, but I'll tell you something right now. He put an officer at risk today.
So you had one of the Citizens Auxiliary Police officers ask the guy to pop the trunk. He wouldn't. He reached in for the keys, and the guy took off?
That's correct. And this officer sustained injuries, and I can tell you right now, we went into a strike force configuration, and we're going to find out who this person is. Oh, man. I am so blue.
You're angry, right?
God damn, I am really angry. But I'll tell you something right now. We got some good men who go out and put their lives on the line every day. Damn it.
All right, let me take a phone call, okay? Would that help?
I'm sorry, Phil. We put some good men out there. And that son of a bitch took off today. I can guarantee you right now, we're going to find out who he is. And he's... God damn.
All right, calm down. Thousand Oaks on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I'm awfully sorry.
That's all right. Thousand Oaks, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I think this guy got something wrong with his brain. I am a 30-year-old woman, and I was on the 101 this morning. And
oh, you were in the middle of that too, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I understand that if somebody... Okay, there's an accident. I totally understand. Okay, we need to get out of the way. We don't need to be looky-loos. We need to let them take care of business. What does this guy have in his right mind to pull over or while traffic is stopped to think that he can go up to somebody's car and say, oh, I'm the auxiliary police, citizens police, and get out of your car, ma'am. I got to check your car.
Oh, no, ma'am.
We don't
ask you to get out of your car. We are identified. We were a blue armband. It was a royal blue armband.
I would be terrified to see some man coming up to my window with a newborn infant in my car saying, I'm going to check your car, and what are your thoughts about this accident? I would think, wait, what are you going to get in my car and try to rape me? Are you going to hijack me?
Of course not, ma'am. We are there to support the police. When you see the blue armband...
Well, sure. And I would say, God bless the person that was hurt. And so would everybody else that passes by. They say a silent prayer. We would hope so. But why in the heck do we have to think that some guy or whoever is going to pull over and want to check our car when we're already in a traffic jam? We just need to be on our way and get the heck out and let the police do their job.
Right, these are good questions, Jay. How do you respond?
Well, I would say the lady number one, the blue armband, empowers us to, just pop the trunk. We can take a peek in there. We're not looking.
What if I wore a green armband and I said to you, hey, you know what? This means that I can drive away from you because I got a green armband on. That means I get to drive in the fast lane and get on out of here. And I don't have to worry about anybody stopping me.
Yes, ma'am. No, basically what I would say to you is the blue armband empowers us to take a peek around there in a trunk and let you go on your way.
What are you looking for?
I want to make sure, since there is an officer down in the area, I want to make sure that
you're
out there.
Okay, you come up to my car. Listen to this. You come up to my car, and I have a knife in my car. I would take that knife, and you can reach for my car. I would cut your fingers off. I'd stab you. I'd drive away.
You've got a baby in the car. That's a very dangerous situation. And
well, you know what? If I got a man reaching in my window, you're damn right I'm going to drive away. I'm going to rip out of it. If your arm gets torn off, it's your fault. You're the idiot for reaching into my car.
It would be your fault, ma'am, and we would look for you, and we do have at our disposal police scanner.
And I would say, you know what? This man reached into my car, and I think he was trying to steal my car. He was taking my car keys.
Yeah,
he was reaching in front of me, down my chest, between my legs, trying to get the keys out of my car. This man was going to touch me.
Is she talking about a citizen auxiliary police officer?
And I don't know, citizen's arrest on you for touching me, for physically coming and entering in my car when you have no right.
For coming in your
what
car?
What gives you the right? Do you know know your Constitution? What gives you the right to look into my car?
I can tell you this, ma'am, that a woman with a child,
All right, hold on. Go ahead, Jay.
A woman with a child constitutes a possible threat because that child could have explosives. It could be not a real child.
Oh, God, what am I going to shove it? Am I going to put it in his diaper?
Well, ma'am,
what am I going
to
do?
It could be a subterfuge to try to hurt the
what
officer.
If I said your pen in your pocket is a bomb, and you're reaching too close to me, and you're going to blow me up.
That child could be a danger. So what we do is we have two officers on the car. One officer removes the child from the car.
Wait.
You're taking the kid out of the car?
That is correct, yes.
How many people come up to my car? How many of you are there?
If there is a child seat, we will come up and take the child out immediately. Then we.
I wouldn't let you touch my child. I would say, oh, my God, kidnap. Somebody's trying to take my child.
With all due respect, ma'am, what are you going to do to stop me? I mean, in other words.
Well, what are you doing taking a kid? How can
you? I swear to God, I have a knife. I'd come up and I'd stab you.
Ma'am, I am trained in martial arts and very strong.
And you know what? I'm a black belt, kung fu, sand suit. And I would take you out real quick.
Ma'am, those kink words don't mean anything to me. I'm a former United States Marine. I can handle myself. But
I don't like the use of the term chink, if you don't mind.
I would be really, okay, I am a tough person, but I am a lady, and I would be really afraid to have you come up to my car and want to get into my car, reach into my window, and ask me, will you reflect on what happened? I would say, man, I really feel bad about this.
You are an American. I'd like to know why it is you're taking some kind of a chink self-defense deal.
You know what?
Why do you go chink?
What are you saying?
I don't like the use of the word chink, okay?
What the heck is that?
I just wonder why this young woman decides she needs to take kung fu and fung fao or whatever.
You know why? I am a linguistics major. I've traveled around the world, and I know about the art and about training yourself and about your body and about some sort of defense because I have been attacked. And I recently had a felon at my home, and we had him arrested because I was able to, with my husband, take him out and do some kung fu and tie him up, and I had him under citizen's arrest with a gun to his head. And sure enough, he was there to rape me. I would not let any stranger come up to my car and reach into my car. I would tear out of there beyond belief, thinking of my safety for my child.
The biggest crap I've ever heard in my life. You didn't tie some guy up in your front.
You want to hear the 911 tape in Riverside County? The man, Esteban Tovar, was peeping through my window. He entered my home. My husband and I attacked him, got him down, and sure enough, he was a wanted felon with a warrant. For assault with a deadly weapon and sexual abuse.
Let me guess. I bet you just stuck your hand in his chest and pulled his heart out.
Got him down, and I would drive away from you, and it would probably tear your arm off or hurt you.
Let me tell you a story. There's a woman who had a child, what appeared to be a child, approached a police officer. Turned out the baby was loaded with high explosives, just tossed it on the kid.
An explosive on her loving child that she adores.
You could have the child wired for explosives. We can't take that chance.
What are you talking about? The woman's driving down a freeway with a kid in a car seat, and you think the kid's wired to explode? What is that?
I've got personal practical experience with it. This lady, I don't know what her experience is. The kid was loaded with nitroglycerin.
So she blew up a kid?
She didn't blow up a kid. It was like a baby.
Oh, my God. What if you had anthrax in your pocket or something like that, and you're looking into our car and you're dropping into my car or something? I mean, you're talking nonsense. What if I would think that you were that way or all your people coming out?
Slap the kid on the back of the head and boom, baby parts. All you got to do is slap the kid on the back of the head, boom, you've got baby everywhere.
Oh my God! You can't take that chance. Are you for real? You've got to be joking.
No, ma'am, I am telling you the truth. Like I tell you, I lost a very dear friend that way. So you may think I'm joking, but I lost a very dear friend that way.
Well, I'm very thoughtful for that, and I do agree that if somebody's hurt on the freeway, you need to stop. But I gotta jump in.
So you think a woman driving down the freeway with a baby in a car seat has got the kid wired for explosives to blow up a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with a blue armband?
Hey, you know, Bill, it's a strange world. I didn't make this world.
You better watch out. I'm looking for
all right.
When you
Thanks.
Stop and pull me over, I'm going to have explosions on this baby.
All right, laugh now, cry later.
All right, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. Had the baby wired for explosives. Okay, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI LA County. It's Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640. More stimulus.
It's a very sad representation of Christianity.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-521 KFI in Orange County, 5201 KFI in LA County. Next hour, California Forum, and we're going to talk about violence among young people, a serious problem. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. They were out on the 101 this morning. A police officer apparently fell off his motorcycle. I don't know any more of the details than that. And in so doing, created a traffic jam. A lot of other cops were out there investigating the scene. They closed one lane of the freeway going east this morning, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police went out there and closed two more lanes to slow people down, to make them think about what happened, and to also pop the trunk. And you say somebody wouldn't let the cop, wouldn't pop the trunk, and they dragged one of your officers, right?
That's correct, Phil. They dragged one of our officers across approximately 100 yards, and we are very upset about that. We have decided that at the Cuenca Pass, near the John Anson Ford Theater around Barham on the 101, we will close two lanes of traffic. Just give some people something to think about.
Because what are you guys going to do, go out there with traffic cones or something?
Close down two lanes of traffic until we find out who this turkey was that took off. A very good officer, a guy by the name of Warren Shea. Warren's one of our officers. He also and could not go to work yesterday because he also works full-time at Walmart. And he's also a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
He's a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are these guys paid?
No, sir. We are voluntary.
So this guy got dragged by the person this morning, also works at Walmart.
Well, if you think that's funny, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't think it's funny, but I just wanted to, he's the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he also had to get to his job at Walmart.
That's correct.
All right, let's go to 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. Here's Camarillo on KFI AM640. Hello. God, that's a loud car phone.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I'm all for people volunteering to help the police.
Thank you very much.
But this is a bunch of bull. This is the reason that we have police forces.
Well, ma'am.
Is to make sure that everybody is obeying the law, and if they aren't, then there's consequences to them not obeying the law.
There's no problem
with people being volunteer, but the line is drawn very sharply. We hire people, they get tested and do everything along those lines. They're given the discretion. They know the law. Volunteers do not. Volunteers have no business going into somebody's car. They can ask and under consent, if that's fine. Other than that, they should not be putting themselves in harm's way in any way, shape, or form.
I want to take a peek around. All you got to do is pop that trunk.
You're not listening. But I'm saying, police officers are given discretion, and police officers are given the power of the state of California or whatever state that they're under.
Are you a police
volunteers
officer?
Are not.
Well, listen to me. Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not.
Well, ma'am, why won't you give me a peek? If I want to just take a little peek, and you be on your way.
No, you see, you don't understand what I'm saying.
I am all for police officers,
and I'm all for people volunteering and going to their local police departments and doing, you know, whatever it is. I give money when they come by for little things, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is with people who are not trained, who are not tested, who are not certified by the state as police officers doing anything to me or anything violating any of my civil rights whatsoever. Now, the police officer comes.
You guys are not listening to each other. Here is Riverside on KFI AM640. Hello.
Hi.
I was listening to her, Phil.
Well, it was just getting annoying. Yes, go ahead, sir.
My name's Andy. I'm a retired deputy sheriff, Riverside County. I'd like to ask Jay, under what jurisdiction was he afforded the opportunity to be an auxiliary officer?
What jurisdiction? All state of California.
No. State of California.
All I'm trying to do is take a little peek in the trunk, make sure everything's okay. I want to
Jay.
All
right, Jay.
An exploding kid. And I
Jay, are you familiar with the laws of search and seizure?
You just slipped me a little bit of cash. I could be on my way.
I
work just the way the deputy sheriff's work. It's
you know,
a little bit of cash. I'll be on my way.
Under
well,
the
that's
Welfare
an insult.
And Institutions Code, Section 5150,
that's
you would
insult.
Qualify.
I beg your pardon?
You would qualify under 5150 of the Welfare and Institutions Code.
That I'm insane, okay? And I may be insane.
Well, not insane. I'd say you should be examined.
I support the police.
Let me tell you, you have no authority whatsoever without reasonable cause to demand or require someone to open the trunk of their automobile.
You say you're police, a former police officer, retired
yes.
police officer. All right.
I was a field training officer.
All right, I'd like to ask you a question. If someone throws you a plastic baby, loaded with M80s, what do you do? Think fast.
Well, number one, how do you know it's got M80s?
There you go. Now, there you are thinking, and you're going to die. Think and die. That's what we say.
Well, no. We're not talking about plastic babies.
Think and die.
We're talking about search and seizure.
No, I want to ask you, what if someone tosses you a plastic baby with the M80 explosives?
Well, if I know that it has M80s, I'm going to draw my pistol and...
How are you going to do that?
Pardon?
How are you going to know that? You've got to think fast.
Well, you're not.
Out of the air, don't you?
You know, we're trained to react, and some of us, unfortunately, die in the performance of our duties, and that's because of kooks like you.
The answer to the question is you're dead. The baby.
You know, I'm telling you, and I hope there are a lot of gullible people out there listening to you, and I hope that these people, I hope that these people understand that you... As an auxiliary officer, as you claim, have no authority whatsoever to demand a search of an automobile without reasonable cause.
So an exploding baby just killed you.
You're going to get in trouble, friend. And
no,
I'll tell you
I
what,
be in jail, but
I'm going to tell any woman out there or any man that if someone like you demands that they... That you search their automobile,
I know who this
that they
is,
can refuse.
I know who this is. You're Tom, you're Martin Sheen.
No, I'm not Martin Sheen.
The hell, you're not Martin Sheen. Oh, come on.
No, I'm not.
Does Martin Sheen sound like Martin Sheen Apocalypse Now?
No, I'm not, sir.
Say South Bronx crap.
I am a certified law enforcement officer of the state of California, and I do possess a post certificate.
Just do me this favor and say the river leads to Colonel Kurtz.
No.
Come on.
Well, Jay, I just had my say.
How's Emiliano?
I hope that the listeners out there who enjoy Phil's show are not so gullible that they're going
to
take this man for granted. An auxiliary officer has no authority on the roadways of the state of California.
He's in the hospital, too, by the way. Clean that kid's act up.
All right. Thank you very much for nothing, okay? An exploding baby.
I lost a very dear friend that way. Watch it.
The M80 baby, huh?
Lost a very dear friend.
1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, KFI Los Angeles.
Amplitude modulation coming up
once.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.